Okay. For Easter, we are going to read The Berenstain Bears and the Easter Story, written by Jan and Mike Berenstain. And it is read by
Mommy and Lightning Rod and his friends.
Okay. Mommy and Lightning Rod and his friends. And so let's get right to it. Are you ready?
Lightning Rod, the yellow kitten.
The yellow kitten. Oh, I'm sorry, yes.
A lightning.
There's so many interesting things happening right now. And Easter has got us very excited. We've got lots of fun things afoot. So let's start with this story. It was springtime in Bear Country, and Brother, Sister, and Honey Bear were thinking about Easter. Actually, they were thinking about Easter candy. They loved Easter candy. There were so many different kinds. They were even thinking about it on their way to Sunday school one fine spring morning.
"My favorite Easter candy is chocolate bunnies," said Brother.
"My favorite is marshmallow chicks," said Sister.
"Jelly beans,"
cried Honey Bear. Their Sunday school teacher, Mrs. Ursula, overheard them.
"I like the black jelly beans best,"
she smiled. "Ew,
yeah, those are my least favorite."
"But you know, there's much more to Easter than chocolate bunnies and marshmallow chicks and jelly beans, black or otherwise."
"Sure, we know that," said Brother.
"Sure,"
said Sister.
"Sure,"
said Honey.
"Oh," said Mrs. Ursula, "then why don't you tell the class all about Easter?"
"Well," said Brother, scratching his head, "it's about stuff in the Bible."
"Yeah,"
agreed Sister.
"Bible stuff." "Stuff,"
nodded Honey.
"Mm-hmm," said Mrs. Ursula. "Maybe it's time we learned a little more about this Bible stuff. It happens that the cubs in the next class are about to put on a play called The Easter Story."
"Can we watch, Mrs. Ursula?"
the cubs asked.
"Just what I was about to suggest,"
she said. Ooh, we're going to get to see their play. In the next classroom, everything was ready. Scenery was set up and the performers were in costume, and one of them began to read the story out loud.
"Long ago in the Holy Land, there was a man named Jesus. He traveled the countryside teaching about God and what God wanted for his people. Many people listened to Jesus and followed him. Jesus was able to perform miracles. One time he turned water into wine. Another time he made a lame man walk. Jesus could do these wonderful things because he was the Son of God. He was called the Christ, which is a name for a king. But Jesus' kingdom is the kingdom of heaven. Jesus sometimes made people angry. Many people found his teachings strange, and some doubted that he was the Son of God, and others worried about why he was called king. They were afraid that Jesus would become too powerful. Jesus was from a small country town. He traveled all the way to the holy city of Jerusalem, and one day as he rode into the holy city on a donkey, crowds of people greeted him. They shouted, "Hosanna!" which means, "Save us!" Leaders of the city grew worried. Was Jesus becoming too powerful? One night, Jesus went to a garden to pray. While he prayed, soldiers were sent to arrest him, and they took him away to prison.
Jesus was brought before a wicked judge, and the judge asked Jesus many questions. He wanted to show everyone that Jesus was not a king, so he ordered Jesus to be put to death by hanging on a wooden cross. The day that Jesus died was a terrible day. The skies grew dark and a great wind arose and all the people were afraid. After Jesus died, his friends took him away and they put him in a tomb that was closed by a great stone. Jesus was in the tomb for 2 days. On the morning of the third day after Jesus had died, some women who knew Jesus went to weep at his tomb. But they saw that the stone was rolled away and Jesus was gone. But an angel told the women not to be afraid. He told them that Jesus was alive once more. Jesus came to visit his friends after he rose. They were amazed and fell down and worshiped him. Jesus told them that they should spread the good news about what had happened. And finally, Jesus rose up to heaven to be with God, his Father. Well, the play was over and everyone was very quiet, kind of like how you are right now.
Easter is about a lot more than candy, isn't it?
Asked Sister.
Yes, indeed, said Mrs. Ursula. Are there any questions?
Yes, said Brother.
Does this mean we shouldn't eat any Easter candy?
Certainly not, laughed Mrs. Ursula.
I wouldn't want to miss my black jelly beans either. It just means that on Easter morning, after you get your Easter baskets, you all go to church and learn more about Easter.
Hooray!
The cubs said.
And Hosanna, added Mrs. Ursula. He is risen.
Amen to that,
said Brother and Sister. And that that's the end of that story. And that is why Easter is such a remarkable holy day for Christians. Because Jesus was raised from the dead. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So the end.
How was Jesus raised?